The rebuilding is underway now in the port city of Valparaíso in Chile. You may recall that parts of that city were devastated by a massive fire last month. It killed 15 people and destroyed around 3,000 homes. Firefighters worked heroically for days to extinguish the flames. But now, in the aftermath, hard questions are being asked in Chile about the nation's all-volunteer fire prevention system. Yes, all of Chile's 40,000 firefighters are unpaid. The BBC's Gideon Long is in the capital, Santiago, and he told me it's a system that dates back more than 100 years.
Well, it really goes back to the foundation of the fire services here in the mid-19th century. There was an awful fire in Santiago in 1863 and a bad fire in Valparaíso a few years earlier. And those two fires spurred the Chileans to set up their own fire services. But back in the 19th century, there was this altruistic notion that they should be serving the community for free. Now, in the light of this fire in Valparaíso, there's some debate as to whether they should remain that way.
Yeah, right. I mean, a lot has changed since the 19th century. Do the firefighters today want an income, or are they still happy as volunteers?
Well, I've been talking to a lot of them over the last week or so, and they all say they do not want to be paid. They have this tradition here of honor. They see it as an honor to be able to serve the community for free. And there's also a more practical aspect to it as well. They say that they have no objection to people donating money to the fire service, but they say if they do donate money, that money should be used to update equipment, to buy new fire engines, to invest in protective clothing, rather than paying salaries. They've all pointed out that in some countries in the world, around 70% of the budget for the fire service actually goes on salaries. They say that money could be better spent on equipment.
So where does their income come from? I mean, are all these fire people in Chile, they all have day jobs of some sort?
They do. Around 50% or just over 50% of funding for the fire service comes directly from central government. And then around another 10 or 15% comes from local government. And the rest comes from donations. I remember when I first arrived in Chile and I was driving with a group of Chilean friends through the countryside. And suddenly I saw a group of men at the side of the road with pots asking for money. I asked my friends who they were and they said they're the firemen, which struck me as very odd. But they do go out into the streets and try and collect money.
Wow. I mean, I got to say, in the U.S., there are volunteer fire departments. They're common, but mostly in small towns and municipalities where the tax base can't support a 24/7 on-call fire department. But in a city like Valparaíso or Santiago, I mean, that's got to cause big problems.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the center of the debate now. As you say, lots of countries in the world, including the United States, have a lot of volunteer firemen. Australia, too, has a volunteer fire service. And of course, they have terrible forest fires there. But the difference is that those volunteers are supporting a professional service, and that doesn't exist in Chile. Here, 100% of the firemen are volunteers. And I think there's a debate now as to whether that's the right way to go. I don't think there will be any move towards professionalizing the fire service entirely, but I think the idea will be that a voluntary force should support a small core, a professional, full-time and well-paid firemen who are always on the job and always available 24 hours a day.
Does this mean, though, that maybe there are more firefighters, even though they're volunteers in Chile, there are more firefighters in proportion to the population than lots of other places?
Well, it does mean that because they have to have a large pool of volunteers they can draw on. But to give you an idea, many of these people, because they're not paid, many of the firemen have to have day jobs. And they quite literally get a call in the middle of the day. They're working in their offices, they're working in their shops, and they'll get a call saying there's been a fire in Valparaíso or there's been a car accident on the motorway outside Santiago. And they have to get permission from their employers to go out to put out the fire or to deal with the car accident. Of course, that's one of the problems. They're never quite sure how many people are going to turn up because it depends on whether people can get away, whether they can get away from their jobs. And that was certainly an issue with the Valparaíso fire. Some of the firemen told me that actually more firemen, more volunteers turned up than had been called. Fire engines were turning up from different towns in Chile. Nobody knew they were going to arrive. And when they arrived, they actually caused more problems than solutions in the sense of clogging up the city's streets and leading to some lack of coordination. So I think that's one of the aspects that the Chileans will be looking at going forward from here.
Gideon Long with the BBC, based in Santiago. Thanks so much, Gideon.
Thanks, Margot.